Versicherung to go, der Podcast von Chubb, erklärt kompakt und verständlich, wie Versichern geht. Ich bin Leif Ahrens. Ja, heute ist es ganz normal, dass Waren aller Art um den Globus transportiert werden. Lieferketten werden immer internationaler und weil das so ist, wird das diesmal auch unser Podcast. Das heißt, wir machen jetzt auf Englisch weiter. So, welcome to Insurance to go. The Chubb Podcast explains in a compact and easy to understand manner how insurance works. Global supply chains have their pitfalls, as demonstrated by the blockage of the Suez Canal for almost a week. One of the most important waterways for the global shipping industry was impassable, causing an enormous traffic jam of several hundred container ships. What impact such an incident might have on companies and what are other transportation risks they have to deal with is what we will be taking a closer look at, or to be more precise, we'll be listening to. I am joined today by Guilherme Pereira, who is taking care of the definition, planning, development and execution throughout the whole life cycle of products at Hapag-Lloyd, and Simon Karpels, being responsible for Chubb's online solutions in Germany and Austria, to discuss how digital partnerships and smart insurance solutions can protect companies when transporting their cargo around the globe. So you see, this is going to be a very interesting show. Hello, Guilherme. Hello, Simon.
Hello, Leif.
Hello.
A lot has happened in the transport and logistics sector lately. The recent Suez incident and the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. How did this impact the shipping industry, Guilherme?
Yeah, as you might expect, there was a lot of impacts in the shipping industry. So since the outbreak of the COVID-19, the whole world was impacted, and the shipping industry is not different of it. We have faced some old but also new challenges along the whole supply chain. Some of the well-known issues that our industry constantly faces during crisis moments are the port closures that heavily impact the scheduled reliability of the main commercial routes, and at the end of the supply chain also has consequences on the repositioning of containers. As well, we have faced a constant cut and runs due to the low productivity of some ports and terminals. Nevertheless, new challenges were also introduced to our daily life, increasing the complexity of the business. As to name a few, new security checks were introduced in some ports that result in extra waiting time for vessel berth, or cases where the whole vessel needed to quarantine due to positive cases on board. This, as you might expect, has increased a lot the complexity along with the health crisis and, of course, affect all the workers around the globe, increasing the possibility of disruptions in the transport chain that weren't that often. As yeah, example, we can name the increased cases of accidents in ports and terminals as well.
Yeah, and in the last months, we from Chubb have seen a strong impact by several major events as well, you know, demonstrating really the weakness of the global supply chain. You know, we've mentioned the container ship that ran aground in the Suez Canal as a really good example, you know, as it affected more than 400 ships, you know, carrying a wide variety of cargo. And those ships were really prevented from pressing through, you know, due to the blockade, and some ships had to be diverted, you know, really taking a huge detour, and it really took a week or more, you know, to get the backlog go and really get the shipping traffic flowing again as it used to be. And we have really made the same observations as Hapag-Lloyd, you know, really due to the current boom in demand for consumer goods. You know, we're approaching Christmas. There really aren't enough empty containers available at the moment, and this is causing congestions of goods worldwide, and, you know, the ports are overcrowded, there's a high demand, freight prices go up. So there are really a couple of challenges in the shipping industry, and they impact insurance as well.
Well, that sounds like it has to be done. Guilherme, what does this mean for a shipping company as Hapag-Lloyd, and how does this affect your day-to-day business?
Besides of grant that all health measures were covered, granting that our employees were operating in a healthy environment. As mentioned by Simon, the increasing demand combined with the shortage of equipment and port congestions made our daily job even more complex. As part of our global strategy to become the quality carrier number one, we really needed to understand the needs of our customers and provide some tailor-made solutions to ensure that customers would be satisfied from the beginning of the operation until the end.
Mm-hmm.
We offer our customers several online tools that are available 24/7, and these constant enhancements that are being developed in order to improve the customer experience and make their life easier. So just to name a few, we have the online tracking tool, web booking solution, BL draft approval, as well the quick cargo insurance.
Okay, let me switch over to Simon. And from your insurer perspective, these developments are significant as well. What risks typically occur on such a journey? What trends can be discerned?
You know, the risks are really manifold. You know, you have the risk of rough handling that can damage goods during loading, unloading. Mm. You have improper packaging. You have a fire. But there are many other perils that can occur during a transportation. You know, you get food that gets expired due to transport delays. You know, we've seen the case with the Suez Canal. If your ship is stuck there, the food expires before it reaches the destination. But even, you know, if you take in all safety requirements and they're all met, you know, accidents at the end still happen, you know, and that's why insurance is really so important to cover you against the unexpected.
It sounds very easy, but I think it's not so easy to get that to life, really. Liam, transporting goods around the world can be a dangerous job. From your perspective at Hapag-Lloyd, what do you do to minimize those risks?
So besides to keep a close contact with our customers in order to provide the required support since the beginning to the end of the operation, our company has strong relationship with some reliable partners that supports Hapag-Lloyd during the whole transport chain. By doing that, we expect to reduce the risks that misfortunate events can affect our customers.
Mm.
Of course, unfortunately, we can't ensure that all boxes will be delivered without any risks, right? However, by offering a standard BL coverage, we expect to compensate those customers who face any kind of issues during the container journey. We have developed Quick Cargo Insurance, a premium insurance solution along with Chubb that goes beyond the standard coverage of the standard BL and beyond all the practice that we can see so far in the market, providing the customers some protection for their cargo for major risks by offering a comprehensive protection and coverage.
I hear you're working close together and working hand in hand. Simon, so how can companies protect themselves against transportation risk? What does quick cargo insurance generally encompass?
You know, generally, a cargo policy really covers the risks to which a good is exposed during the transportation from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this transport that can really be any transport, you know, by truck on land and then onward, and an onward journey by an ocean-going vessel, but it could also be by air or by rail. In other words, it can always be a combination of different means of transportation. And Quick Cargo Insurance is really there to provide our customers and Hapag-Lloyd customers with a full cover for their cargo. And it really means that, you know, with a few exceptions like war on land, all risks are covered to which a good is exposed during its journey, you know, regardless of any fault of a party involved in the transport. And, you know, as Guillermo mentioned, you know, without an insurance, a customer of a shipping company is only protected by the BL, and really the BL is you know, refers to the bill of lading, the contract between, you know, the shipping company and its customer. And it basically says, you know, if the carrier, you know, violates its duty of care, you know, the carrier is liable to compensate its clients for its loss. But of course, this is proven, you know, that this is based on the proven fault of a carrier. So, you know, you need to prove that the carrier is at fault, and then he needs to compensate the client's losses. But this means, you know, really, if you rely on this BL, you might be confronted with a huge amount of uncertainty, mm-hmm. very limited cover, and also a limited indemnity. And I think that's where Quick Cargo Insurance really provides an additional assurance. You know, you have more coverage, and it really reduces the uncertainty significantly.
Would you have some numbers for us? So a broad coverage might make more sense. Are there specific examples where cargo insurance can make a difference?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there are a lot of examples there. We can take the example of a fire on a ship, for example. You know, a ship that's sailing from Hamburg to Stockholm, and happens to carry your cargo worth 30,000 euros with a total weight of 10 kilogram. You know, and the fire completely destroys your cargo. If you rely on the liability on the BL, the carrier would reimburse you 2.4 euros per kilogram. That's 24 euros, and that's a long way from your 30,000 euro total value you are transporting. So with an insurance, an insurance would insure that 30,000 euros. So if that gets destroyed, your cargo gets destroyed, as in this example, you would receive a 30,000 euro compensation. But there are many other examples. One that comes to mind is when you're transporting your cargo by truck, to the port, and you get in a traffic jam and you're hit by another truck, and again your shipment is completely destroyed, your cargo is damaged. That's not the fault of Hapag-Lloyd. They're not to blame for this accident.
Absolutely.
But the BL wouldn't pay you anything because Hapag-Lloyd is not liable. Your cargo insurance, however, that is a risk that occurs during transportation. It's a risk that we insure, so you get again your 30,000 euro value back.
Yeah, sounds like a benefit for companies transporting valuable cargo around the world. You also mentioned that there are other features in cargo insurance.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've discussed two examples, but there's another really great example where we can provide additional services, and that case is the general average. It's a technical term, and refers to a principle in maritime law that stipulates that all stakeholders in a sea venture, they share any loss resulting from a voluntary sacrifice of part of the ship or its cargo in order to save the ship. And this is really a technical definition, but to make it more practical, if during a storm the crew decides we need to abandon containers to stabilize the ship and really save it, the loss would be shared among the carrier and the cargo owners. And if such an event is declared, this would affect all cargo owners on the ship. Regardless, it doesn't really matter if you are affected by the loss. If the ship is then anchored in a safe harbor, the clients with the remaining cargo on the ship, and if they want to retrieve that cargo, they would need to put up a guarantee, to participate in the cost of abandoning the cargo or participate in the cost on the ship, And if you have
Sure.
insurance, this is completely handled by professional claims teams, as we have with Chubb. So really, companies do not have to go through this cumbersome and really difficult process alone, and really can retrieve their cargo without massive delays. And if you don't have insurance, that's something you need to take care of alone. And this can happen, in a faraway country where you have no local representation, no special knowledge, and that's then something you need to take care of yourself. So really, insurance can again provide there more advantages.
Yeah, I hear that. I think it's a no-brainer for everybody who is transporting goods somewhere around the globe. Guillaume, is this the reason why Hapag-Lloyd has partnered with an insurance company with Chubb?
Yes, exactly. Like as mentioned before, our aim is to become the number one quality carrier in the market in 2023. So we are always pushing to go this extra mile for our customers to ensure their peace of mind when shipping their goods with us. So we found on Chubb a very reliable partner that understands the specific needs of our customers. There are many very different scenarios where quick cargo insurance is very valuable, as mentioned by Simon before. And by offering this insurance on our online business suite platform, we ensure the best possible service for our clients.
You mentioned the online business suite platform, so customers can purchase their transport and insurance digitally.
Yes, indeed. So recently, we have launched the business suite platform that works as a one-stop store. This enables our customer to quote, track, book, but also add additional value-added service to their shipments. And one of the big advantages is that all those features are online and available 24/7. So basically, here we want to ensure that our customers have all their transport needs covered from end to end. That is why when customers book their transport, they can also include insurance and different service based on their own needs.
Okay.
And And from a job perspective, you know, for us, it's really improving our customer service. You know, our digitalization is really playing an increasingly important role for us from the insurance side. And in this specific case, we really had the opportunity to support, you know, Hapag-Lloyd and their customers with a high-value on-demand insurance product, and that's really available 24/7. And the entire process really only requires a few clicks and entries. And you know, at the end of the process, you really end up with all your insurance documents that are required for your transportation.
Cargo insurance has been around for quite some time. It's nothing brand new. What does make the Quick cargo insurance offerings are special. How does Chubb offer differentiate itself from competitors?
Well, you're absolutely right. There are a lot of other players in the market that offer cargo insurance. The product is also quite standardized nowadays. Mm-hmm. But what we have attempted at Chubb is really make cargo insurance easy and to bring it in a, you know, in an understandable manner to the customers of Hapag-Lloyd. And what we've done is fully integrated our insurance knowledge in the platform of Hapag-Lloyd, and you know, MATE is available to small and medium-sized companies who would, you know, normally not have direct access to such insurance products, and certainly not in such a really timely and efficient manner. And customers can decide on a case-by-case basis if, you know, if they require insurance. And the great advantage is that you directly, instantly receive confirmation of your insurance.
Sounds like a plan. So it means a digital cargo insurance proposition makes sense. But does this mean that a customer or as a customer, I have no possibilities to contact Chubb?
No, you know, we really understand at Chubb that, you know, digital processes need to be smooth and frictionless as possible. But we also understand that, you know, questions can arise during the process. And therefore, we've always ensured that customers can contact our underwriting teams, you know, for additional information and questions. And that's, you know, something we do on all our digital platforms. You know, with Hapag-Lloyd specifically, we, you know, have the ability to send us an email, but we also have a chatbot. You know, if you have a question, you can enter it in the chatbot, and you know, your question ends up with an underwriting team that will support you with a qualitative answer in a timely manner. But also from a claims perspective, you know, if you have a loss, you know, you can count on our highly experienced claims teams, you know, that will provide you a high service and help you in case of claims. And they really analyze each claim individually and really guide you through the process, which is a big help, you know, in a time of challenge.
I think your offer makes transportation much more easier, and you know, you're not sitting in your office with your heart beating like hell. So Simon and Guillaume, as a last question, we heard in the very beginning of the podcast, times are very tough for the transport sector. Now, of course, we would like to take a look into the future. What challenges or name it trends do you anticipate for the rest of the year?
Yes, life. The well-known problems mentioned before, such as port congestions, lack of equipment, but also considering the spread of the virus and the new variants that are unfortunately coming up recently in the days, might remain at least until the next year. So looking further, we do expect more challenge to come as the uprising ship charter rates that most likely would be another hot topic in the agenda from the first quarter 2022, as well the new measures to contain the COVID-19 spread for different countries and different regions.
Simon, how's your look into the future?
Well, as an insurance, we obviously also observe a certain volatility as well. You know, in addition to what Guillaume mentioned, we also see, you know, additional regulatory aspects that need to be taken into account that can, you know, be caused by recent social political events in the world that affect shipping industry and insurance alike. But additionally, we've also mentioned the great need for additional shipping space, you know, to be able to transport, you know, all goods and products and all Christmas gifts. So, of course, this poses, you know, a risk for insurance, but also for shipping industry. And I think it will be, you know, in the next months, a combination of old and new challenges that appear. But we are really comfortable as Chubb that we will be able to find the right insurance solutions really for our customers. And the customers of Hapag-Lloyd.
I think everybody who's going to be opening a Christmas present will think about this podcast. Thank you, Guillaume, and thank you, Simon, for this very interesting insight into the insurance of the transportation of goods worldwide. You see, most of our goods have to be transported from A to B, often once around the globe. But long distances to the destination also mean that many risks can lurk somewhere along the way. At the same time, international trade depends on a smooth process. So what can be done to prevent the transport route from turning into a bad surprise and jeopardizing supply chains? As is often the case, the answer has to be safety first. Safety first. Being prepared for and insured against imponderables is the key, especially in today's times when the dependence on just-in-time is so enormous. To hear more and all about the industrial insurance, subscribe to this podcast right now. See you or hear you on the next episode of Chubb's Insurance to Go podcast.